Good morning, Bruce Lee. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling good this morning. I'm glad you're here.
It's always a pleasure, I tell you, to be able to communicate the truth to the people of God, and I tell you, it's exciting. And again, thank you so much for allowing this broadcast to go forward, to be able to touch those that otherwise would not be touched with information that is truth, factual, and wordy.
Well, I'm going to give you about 15 minutes to tell us all about healing Heaven's Way.
First of all, Brother Slade, I'm going to start with 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where Paul made it very plain that healing, taking care of the body, is the church responsibility. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version that Paul said, "And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through." That means separate you from profane things, make you pure and wholly consecrated to God, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete, blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, when Paul said hold, that means whole, mean without defect, and defect is a point of disease or disease. And this is so important here, because Paul's not only should we tell our brothers this, but post it in places that we all, when we go into our churches, our sanctuary, should be able to see it. In verse 5:27, Paul said, "I solely charge you in the name, of course, of the Lord, to have this letter read before all brothers and sisters." So in other words, Paul said that the taking care of the spirit, soul, and body is responsibility of the church. And the reason that Paul expressed that, as he gave his final exhortation to the church of Thessalonica, is that the church this day is very sick. Disease is running through the church. It's actually destroying even the function of the church. A lot of pastors have come to me and said that, "Doc, I don't feel like getting out of the bed to preach on Sundays because of my condition. Either I have high blood pressure, I have gout," and sometimes they can't even preach, stand up to preach, because of gout. And these different diseases and different ailments is based on the things that we consume. An example, just the gout alone, and we're talking right now over 20 million people in this country with gout. And gout is a uric and oxalic acid disease that it comes from eating flesh-type foods, from eggs, from dairy, fish, all types of meat, chicken, turkey, those types of meat, especially the foods with white meat, because meats with white meat actually have a high concentration of sulfur. That means chicken and fish will cause more gout than beef and pork. So these are pain and suffering because of choices that we made. Remember, Paul said, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and separate to God as a reasonable service. Now, in Romans, that's Romans 12:1. Now, Paul is saying that because, remember, God will not accept anything sacrificed to him with blemishes. So, in other words, we have to be on, that means disease, gout, those are blemishes. Arthritis is blemishes. Cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes is blemishes. So then, why are we experiencing the pain and suffering in the church when God said in Psalms 103:3, said that not only will he forgive all your sins, but he will heal all of your diseases? So now, if God said he healed all your diseases, God can't lie, and we go to an institution that tell us that is no such thing as healing in the body. An institution that by their admission is 83% atheist. But that's where you're taking the temple of God to get relief from the pain and suffering. They're not there for that. They're not there for that. And I'll give an example. Suppose you have a headache. Okay, a headache. Why would you take an aspirin when aspirin is responsible? A woman that used an aspirin for 81 milligrams of aspirin for 5 years have an 80% chance of having breast cancer. So now, that's based on information from CDC. So then we look at that and say, well, wait a minute. If you take a lemon and cut a lemon in half and rub it across your forehead and the headache is gone just that quick, why would you risk a drug with 16 different side effects that do the same thing. So now if you have migraines, headaches, so what you do, get a lemon, a medium-sized lemon, and get the peel of that lemon, and get 1 teaspoon of cinnamon and make a paste out of that, knead it up and make a poultice, make a paste out of it, and put it around your forehead and your temples, and within 3 minutes, the migraine is gone. So, but we're taking all of these different drugs and all these different medications that cause side effects. Now, and a lot of times we even say that God bless people to write prescriptions for you to take a drug that's going to cause most of the body to break down and be diseased. An example, medical doctors today know and understand that statin drugs or cholesterol is not a factor in cardiovascular disease. And not only that, that President Clinton and Sanjay Gupta and cardiologists from the Cleveland Clinic talked about that on the documentary that President Clinton started called the Last Heart Attack. You need to get an opportunity to Google that and pull that up. Said that, and this, not only this, 35 years ago, medical science determined that cholesterol had no bearing on cardiovascular disease at all, none. Plaque buildup in the blood vessels is what caused cardiovascular disease. So now, this is the thing here. Cholesterol medication, the number one side effect of, like Lipitor and all those, the number one side effect is congestive heart failure. So why would you take a drug to prevent heart attacks and it causes heart attacks? See, we don't stop and realize what we're doing here. And then, so if we change some things that we're doing, change our lifestyle, change the things that we consume, change the things that we was told that was healthy for us, it is not. Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, 6,000 medical doctors, are saying, and we back it up with all the research, is that chicken is 15 times worse than beef and pork and all the rest. Chicken is a major cause of cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, arthritis. Fish, a major cause, the DHA, which is a fat in fish, that's a major cause of aggressive prostate cancer. We got science and research to back that up. Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, you go to the website pcrm.org and you see this is 6,000 medical doctors. Why is it 6,000 medical doctors are wrong and your particular doctor is right? They will show you the research to back this up, this information I'm giving you right now. The research is there. I'm a part of that organization. And I thank God it's a secular group. But guess what? They do all the research and telling us if we ate from the garden, we would never have disease. If we ate from the garden. Now, in Genesis 1:29, and remember this group, Physicians Committed for Responsible Medicine, is a secular group. But in Genesis 1:29, God made it very, the Word of God made it very plain what we should eat. Now, Genesis 1:29, where God said, and of course in the Word said, and God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the land, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. But see, now we skipped over that. We went straight to Leviticus, and Leviticus was written, Moses wrote that for the priest. Had nothing to do with a daily diet. So not only that we skip over Genesis 1:29, because Genesis 1:29 we feel is no fun. Fruits and vegetables, nuts and grains. But first of all, let me tell you, when I was 23 years old, I had high blood pressure, 26-hour diabetic. When I was 33, when I realized that the information I received from the medical professions that I had high blood pressure and diabetes because of my parents and that because I was African American. Now, this is the thing here. Now, when I stopped eating what my parents ate, within 10 days, my blood pressure was normal. And at the time, I was an engineer. I was not in the health field. And in 90 days, they had my body was totally healed of diabetes. And remember, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. All I did was stop doing what my parents did in order for me not to get what they got. So, in other words, we have to use a little common sense when we deal with our health, we deal with our wholeness, and deal with where God wants us to be. See, Jesus died for our salvation, which means saved. Now, most of us have not even looked up the word saved in Strong's or the Greek Bible dictionary there. Saved means healthy, whole, cured, soundness, absence of disease. That's what saved means. So now, if saved means health, why is it that the body of Christ run from health? Because we don't want to hear it, because we are locked in and addicted to certain foods we call foods that is causing disease within our bodies. Now, I list some of the things that major cause of disease are dairy, and then you can go to Physician Committee for Responsible Medicine, or there's another a couple of good sites you can go to, or you can get my book, Tools for Health and Healing God's Way. My website is James Dale, D-A-I-L, ministries.org. You can go there and get information where you need to go, and they'll give you information on the devastating effect of what dairy causes to the human body. Dairy is a major cause of cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And the things I'm telling you now, not only did President Clinton and the cardiologist from the Cleveland Clinic did a documentary on just that to warn people what they are doing by consuming certain things that we was told that was healthy for us. We was told that dairy, milk is good for strong bones and teeth. Folks, all the people I know with weak bones and periodontal disease are major dairy users. So that's obvious. Anytime you see a person that have periodontal disease, I have osteoporosis, any type of structural problem, is always they're major dairy users. And that's a guarantee. So now, but we've been told what? The dairy is good for us. We need the calcium. And same thing with the meat. We was told that you need protein. That's the biggest lie I was ever told. If you eat anything, you get protein. Elementary biology taught us that every plant cell have protein in it. When you eat meat, you're eating secondary protein, not primary, because it took that animal to manufacture that protein that is eating from consuming grass to get you some flesh that you're consuming that come from a dead beast. Now, so then, why is it that every place you go, folks, well, you got to get your protein? You know, that's absolutely correct. But it's deceptive, because if you eat at all, you're getting protein. And it's what is keeping people alive that's eating eggs and dairy and chicken and beef and pork and all those different things is that what keeps us alive is the size that you're eating with it. Is no person on the planet can eat just meat, flesh, for 30 days and survive. They've tried it. We have research to back it up. We have a matter of fact, a few years ago, we had a young man that tried it, tried to eat from McDonald's, called a Super Size Me, and some of you probably heard of that, and he could not go 30 days with eating just meat. Remember, his doctors begged him to stop, because after the 15th day, he was almost incapacitated. What is keeping us breathing is what we eat with the meat, because first of all, your body going to only absorb about 10% of that protein. Rest of that 90% or more is going out through your kidneys and flushing out through your kidneys, flushing calcium out of your body. Now we got kidney disease. Now, so we got kidney disease, then you're buying into an industry that is making $3 trillion a year, the medical industry. Now, a person on dialysis, they're making at least $24,000 a month off of one person on dialysis. So that's why they want to get you on there fast, quick, and a hurry. Not telling you the things that you're consuming are some things that you can take in a natural to reverse some of these things, but we don't want to hear that. We want to keep on doing what we're doing, but we're praying and asking God to relieve us from all this pain and suffering when God said, no, you need a healing. So now, this is what we do in the church. We are taught that healing only will come through a divine intervention. That healing cannot happen unless we have enough faith and where God have favor with us and remove disease from our body. That's not what God said. God said that I will heal all diseases. Now, in Deuteronomy 15 and 26, where God told the children of Israel that if you follow my statutes, my creeds, and my commandments, I will not put disease on you that I put on the Egyptians, because I'm the God that healeth thee. Remember, he said, if you follow my creeds, my statutes, and my commandments. Now remember, the first commandment is what? Thou shalt not kill. The third, thou shalt not kill. So the third commandment is that thou shalt not kill. So then, thou shalt not kill, you think it just mean humans? Or do you just think that just mean things that our pets? Are we selective pick animals that we can kill and eat, and some that we can't kill and eat? God said, thou shalt not kill, period. Now, let me tell you why this here, why we're going to bring it down into a way that you'll understand it based on the word of God. Now, in Genesis 9:3, where God told Noah, if I have given you herbs, but this is after the flood, as I have given you herbs before to eat, now I give you all things. And see, that's where the church said, okay, God said we eat all things. But we never got to verse 4 and 5. See, verse 4, when God said, but in Hebrew means reverse that. God said, flesh with blood you shall not eat. And then in verse 5, he said, now if you kill, now we're still talking about food here now, if you kill man or beast, God said, man will avenge the death of man. That means you go out and kill someone to make a sandwich with them, the sheriff comes to get you. God said, but if you kill a beast, God said, I will avenge the death of that beast. God said, I will come and get you. Now, how's he doing it? But God put saturated fat in beef, in animals. He put uric and oxalic acid. So when you put heat to it, creates something called benzopyrene and HCAs. Benzopyrene and HCAs is a chemical, is a substance that create cancer. Same thing come from cigarette smoke to cause cancer. So now, eating meat is a major carcinogen. Eating meat or flesh food, especially fish, is a major cause of aggressive prostate cancer based on research. Now, and of course, but those things taste good. But so we're saying that, doctor, they just taste so good. I can't stop eating it. And this is the thing. They are very addictive. And we don't associate food with something that has a very addictive chemicals in it that affects the dopamine receptors of the brain, the same gene of the brain that get excited and produce these dopamines when we begin to do crack or alcohol or different types of addictions that we have. Meat do the same thing. It agitate that same gene. So now, let me tell you why you can determine whether you got an addiction or not. Most people that I know love bananas. Now, I can tell the church, okay, why don't we just don't eat no more bananas? Because bananas are something that could be detrimental to your health. I will not have an argument. People would not eat it because they don't have to be not addicted. Anything God made for food, it has no addiction. Anything that God made, remember, so we could quit eating bananas fast, quick, and hurry, but I told you, turn around, stop eating that chicken, that fried fish, that macaroni and cheese. Then we got a debate. You're going to come up with all kind of answers and reasons. You're going to dig deep, try to stop it, versus trying to come up with a way that you can work with this thing and stop eating certain things and watch your blood pressure go down. Watch your diabetes go down. Watch your joints begin to cease aching and in pain. See, don't your gout go away. All those things begin to happen if we change some lifestyles that we're accustomed to, because the world says it's okay. The world says certain things is good for you. But you can see, try it yourself. Do your own research. Do your own research and stop eating it for 7 days. Can you stop doing it for 7 days? Most folks say I can fast for 21 days. Stop eating that stuff for 7 days and see, Dawn, it begin to diminish. Now, I'm going to leave you with what John said in 3 John 2. John gave this to his good friend. He wrote his good friend, Gaius. He told Gaius to preserve your spirit, soul, and body based on this Romans, but told Gaius that I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. We thank you so much for listening, and God bless you, continue to keep you, and remember, the word of the wise, Proverbs 18:12b, the word of the wise is health. Thank you. God bless you real good.
Dr. Dale, we want to thank you for being with us this morning. Can you let the listeners know how to get in touch with you if they need be?
Okay. My website is James, Dale, D-A-I-L, Ministries, MINISTRIES.org. JamesDaleMinistries.org. And that's Dale, remember, D-A-I-L. And some folks get a little confused with D-A-L-E. But D-A-I-L. And then send us a message. You got a place on there where you can sign in and send us a little note there and email us, and we'll get back with you. At any rate, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to listen and to receive this information and act on it. Please act on it. Faith without works is no good.